Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with Judy Patrick. She is the editor, of course, of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, David.
We're going to talk a little bit about a forum that was held yesterday, and this has to do with the new Schenectady Casino.
Yeah, this event was organized by the American Gaming Association, so it's a trade group representing the casino industry. Keep that in mind. And it was noted that while Schenectady's Rivers Casino and Resort lags behind projections in terms of gaming revenue, officials were quick Tuesday to hail it as a success for the city and region, despite the fact that the revenues were down. For some context, back in 2013, Governor Cuomo signed a law allowing for 7 new full-scale casinos in New York State. That was done in the hopes of reviving the upstate economy and to provide new tax revenues for the municipalities. According to a New York Times story we're running today, the expansion, you know, led to about $70 million in new gaming tax and lots of jobs at these new casinos. But early returns from 2 casinos that opened in February, including the one in Schenectady, have been weaker than projections. The Del Lago Resort and Casino out near Rochester is on pace to gross about $151 million in gaming revenue. That's significantly lower than the $262 million they thought they would get. And the Rivers Casino in Schenectady has also underperformed. Its first-year projections ran between $181 million and $222 million. Since opening in February, it's grossed about $81 million. That pace represents about 77% of even its lowball estimate. Lee Park, a spokesman for the Gaming Commission, said it was much too early to make any judgment. Most people we talked to at the forum yesterday said 3 years is a good time frame to analyze casinos. The city and county of Schenectady have, through August, gotten about $1.3 million in tax gaming revenue from Rivers. County and city had budgeted $2.75 million in gaming for 17. But again, the city and the county say it's not just the tax, it's jobs and the construction that's important to Schenectady. There are also signs that the winnings at the 3 new casinos are coming at the expense of the casinos. In places like Saratoga Springs, the Saratoga Casino Hotel has seen a precipitous drop in its net winnings since the openings of Schenect Casino. Last August, for example, they brought in about $16 million. This August, its net winnings were down by nearly 25%. At the forum yesterday, there was also talk of expanding legalized gambling even further, with panelists saying legalization of sports betting would be a good way for the gaming industry to grow in the future.
Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette, joining us this morning. For more on this or other stories, head to dailygazette.com or pick up a copy of the paper. Judy, thank you.
Thanks.